The global nutrition group Glanbia has reported 9% growth in adjusted earnings per share in its results for 2018. That exceeded the upper end of company guidance. The group reported full-year revenue growth of 9.5% to almost €1.2 billion. Chief Executive Siobhan Talbot joins me on the line. Siobhan, this was a strong finish to the financial year.
Yes, good morning, Petula. We were really delighted with how we finished 2018. Our business is strong now, with very much playing into consumer trends that remain positive for us. We're really appealing to a lot of global consumers now who want to purchase nutritious, healthy food, and they like them in our convenient formats, and they like the fact that they can buy them in accessible retail channels, buying them online or indeed in stores.
You're expanding the business. You've agreed to acquire Watson, a non-dairy ingredient solutions business in the US for $89 million. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, we're very excited to announce that acquisition this morning. We have a great platform in Glanbia Nutritionals. It's about $1.2 billion of revenue. It is very much a global organisation. And within that organisation, we have a strong ingredient capability spanning both dairy and non-dairy. This morning, we've announced that we've signed the deal with Watson, which is a non-dairy business, as you say. Very complementary in that it provides products into the bakery sector, into the nutrition sector, and indeed in the general food sector. Based in the US, we're delighted to welcome all of that team into the Glanbia organisation.
Now, Glanbia operates in 32 countries and distributes products to four times that amount. What is your exposure to the UK?
Our overall PLC exposure is quite small, actually. It's probably just about 3% of our revenue because we have a pretty unique business model in Glanbia. Of course, thinking of the UK and indeed thinking of Brexit, we're very conscious of the impact and potential impact for our joint ventures, Glanbia Ireland and Glanbia Cheese, where they are that bit more exposed. So we're not complacent about current events.
But you are stockpiling product in the UK at the moment, is that right?
The critical piece around Brexit, Petula, for ourselves, like many organisations, is the question of whether it'll be a transitioned exit or an immediate withdrawal. So we have a team working right across the organisation that is planning as best we can for the uncertainty that has been really difficult for business. That planning takes a number of different areas. It includes increasing some of our stocks, both in the UK and indeed in certain instances in Europe. It includes talking to our customers and getting the supply chain as seamless as possible. But the real issue here is the fact that we really don't have certainty and we don't know what we're planning for.
And as a result, have you sourced warehousing if you're stockpiling product?
We have warehousing absolutely both in the UK and in Europe. Like any organisation, we're planning as best we can for a no-deal scenario. We're planning for the worst, but indeed hoping for the best at this point.
Okay, Glanbia is opening a mozzarella cheese facility and a continental cheese factory to serve other European markets. Was this a response to Brexit or were these facilities always in the pipeline?
We're very ambitious for our dairy-based business here in Ireland. As you know, we're the largest processor in Ireland and our milk suppliers have been growing very strongly and we're very supportive of that growth. So we were really delighted to announce the proposed joint venture with Royal Ayware, who have great capability in the continental cheese space. Of course, part of our overall portfolio as an organisation and our ambition is to diversify. So to the extent that that diversifies our offerings in cheese, absolutely, it allows us not be dependent on any market. The UK is a market for Ireland Inc. and food. It's a significant market for our Glanbia Ireland business. So yes, that's part of a diversification programme. And indeed for Glanbia Cheese, really delighted with the planned facility that we have in Portlaoise in Ireland. Again, a further $130 million we're planning to spend there. We have great business in the mozzarella. We are a leading player in Europe. That business has been growing strongly. So we were always thinking about a third facility and a European facility in the context of recent events. Okay. Makes a lot of sense in that regard.
Siobhan Talbot, Chief Executive of Glanbia, thanks for joining us this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30, but for now, back to you, Carol.